Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Widmer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Widmer. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first, with Widmer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball four. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simpson. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Simpson steals second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft strikes out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner takes first base on ball four. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lehner. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boone applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arft scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitmer covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton strikes out. Two outs. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Widmer moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Widmer scores. Young moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, Browns. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Delsing reaches second base with a double. Young scores. Coleman goes all the way around to score. It's 3 to nothing, Browns. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner. Doby reaches second base with a double. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arft scoops it up and throws to first, with Widmer covering, for the out. Doby moves to third. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a fly ball towards center. Lehner catches it and throws to home to double up Doby. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 1 in the game. Arft hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lehner hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Marsh is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton misplays the ball. That's an error on Upton. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitmer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 1 in the game. Upton takes first base on ball 4. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Widmer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arf scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner who is chasing the ball. Easter reaches third base with a triple. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Ray Boone. Bobby Hogue now pitching. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Combs now playing shortstop. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 2 in the game. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lawler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lehner for the out. Lawler moves to third. Arft moves to second. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Marsh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Long pinch hits for Tom Upton. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Barrow now playing shortstop. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arft scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Avila moves to third. It's 3-2, Browns. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young bunts towards first. Easter picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Easter. Hogue moves to third. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hogue scores. Young moves to third. It's 4-2, Browns. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Young scores. Delsing moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Browns. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 3 in the game. Arft hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Wood now playing right field. Jim Delsing now playing center field. Johnny Berardino now playing left field. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Combs reaches second base with a double. Simpson moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berardino. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Simpson scores. Combs scores. It's 5-4, Browns. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 4 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. Mitchell scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Jim Sacheki now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Chapman now playing center field. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Marsh takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Marsh moves to second. One out. Ned Garver pinch hits for Jim Sacheki. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brissy now pitching. Dwayne Pallette pinch runs for Ned Garver. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Mahoney now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Rosen hits a pop-up towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Simpson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Combs hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Harry Simpson now playing left field. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Delsing hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.